ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಗಯ ಗುರುದೇ ಗುರುದೇ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribol. जय ओम विष्णुपाद पर हम से परिवार जय का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिव हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिदानंद स्वामी स्वरूपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद पर हम से परिवार जय का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिव हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहिए जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। कलयुग पावन से हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ऑल गुरिष्ठ असेंबल ड्यूटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गुरिष्ठ असेंबल ड्यूटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गुरिष्ठ असेंबल ड्यूटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल गुरिष्ठ श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Krishna. So I'd like to welcome all devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reading from fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam fourth canto, chapter 27, entitled Attack by Chandavag on the city of Puranjan. So today we will be covering from verse number 19 till 23. So please repeat after me, verse 19. कालस्य दुहिता काचित् त्रिलोकीं वरमिच्छति पर्यटन्ति न बरिस्मन् प्रत्यनन्दत कश्चन। कालस्य दुहिता काचित् त्रिलोकीं वरमिच्छति पर्यटन्ति पर्यटन्ति न बर्हिष्मन् प्रत्यनन्दन्त कश्चन। कालस्य दुहिता काचित् त्रिलोकीं वरमिच्छति पर्यटन्ति न बर्हिष्मन् प्रत्यनन्दन्त कश्चन। संगीता काचि त्रिलोकीं वरमिच्छति बर्हिष्मन् कश्चन। कालस्य दुहिता काचित्, कालस्य दुहिता काचित् श्रीलोके मरमिच्छति रचन्ति न बरिष्मन् प्रत्यनन्दन्त कश्चन। जय श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय। श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। कालस्य ऑफ फॉर्मिडेबल टाइम दुहिता द डॉटर काचित समवन त्रिलोकिम विद इन द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स वरम हस्बैंड इच्छति डिजायरिंग पर्यटंती ट्रैवलिंग ऑल ओवर द यूनिवर्स न नेवर बरिष्मन ओ किंग प्राचीनी बरिष्यत प्रत्यनंदंत एक्सेप्टेड हर प्रपोजल कश्चन एनीवन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवंदो स्वामी सर्व प्रभुपाद श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। माय डियर किंग प्राचीनी बरिष्यत एट दिस टाइम द डॉटर ऑफ फॉर्मिडेबल टाइम वॉज सीकिंग हर हस्बैंड थ्रू आउट द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स ऑल दो नो वन agreed to accept her, she came. Purport. In due course of time, when the body becomes old and practically invalid, it is subject to jara, the suffering of old age. There are four basic kinds of suffering, birth, old age, disease and death. No scientist or philosopher has ever been able to make a solution to these four miserable conditions. The invalidity of old age known as Jara is figuratively explained here as the daughter of time. No one likes her, but she is very much anxious to accept anyone as her husband. No one likes to become old and invalid, but this is inevitable for everyone. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददान्ति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपां सहाग्रजाताम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सीक द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ द ऑल द डिवोटीज। both online and offline devotees, so that I will be able to speak something for my own purification and for the pleasure of the devotees. So today we are going to cover from the verses from Canto 4, from verses 19 till 23. So I just read the translation once again of the verse 19. My dear King Prachini Varishad, at this time the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the three worlds. Although no one agreed to accept her, she came. So we will go try to follow the purport, some line in the purport, then we will discuss about that, and in this way we will try to complete all the five verses. So purport in Prabhupada said, in due course of time, when the body becomes old and practically invalid, it is subject to jara, the suffering of old age. So there are four basic sufferings: birth, old age, disease and death. So in Bhagavad Gita also explained, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, doshanu, darshanam. So in one of the lecture class by Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was mentioning about the time. We are discussing about this force of time, Chandaveg. The chapter name is Attack by Chandaveg on the city of the Puranjana. So he was explaining that this time is so imperceptible. It is so powerful, still if something is powerful, then it is, we can perceive that thing. Like a wind is coming very fast, then we can see the effect of the wind, or water is gushing, then we can see the effect of the water, or anything, if some vehicle goes, we can see the effect. It goes in front of us very fast speed. But time, it is not, we can't perceive it when it is passing. But over the period of time, then we can perceive it, of the long period of time. That is, this time is deteriorating the everything. Maharaj explained that even the big planets are in the process of deterioration. So what to speak of over these tiny material bodies? So this time is the Lord only. As in Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, when Lord shows the universal form, and by seeing all this ghastly universal form, rupa of form of the Lord, what Arjuna said? Akhyai me ko bhavanugra rupo namastute deva vara prasida vigyatum icchami bhavantam adyam nahi prajanami tava pravittim. That akhyai me ko bhavanugra rupo. Oh, what is this ugra rup? I want to know about this. Then he offered obeisances that namostute deva vara prasida. O Lord of the Lords, I am offering my obeisances. And I am vigyatum ichchami. I have desire to know. Bhavantam adyam. Who are you? Adyam. Right now I am desire to know. Nahi praja nami tava pravittim. I don't know what is your mission. But just by seeing this form, that form has no beginning, no middle, no end. What is your mission? So that time, Lord Krishna says, Kalosmi lokakshaya krita pravruddho lokan samahartum iha pravuttaha. That time I am. And I am here to destroy, as a destroyer. I am the great destroyer. Lokakshaya krita. I came here to destroy everyone. Except, rite api tvamna bhavishyanti sarve e avasthitaha prati anikeshu yodaha. That except you Pandavas, everyone on this battlefield will be destroyed. So here the Pandavas, everyone except Pandavas, it indicates the time will destroy everyone except devotees of the Lord. Because when one follows the devotional service, with the marching of the time, they are going closer and closer and closer to the Lord. So only for the materialistic person, the time is taking away their ayu. Their ayu, Haranti Vaipumsam, that is taking the ayu of the materialistic person. But for the devotees, they are going closer and closer and closer to the Lord. That this is analogy, the example is given that when cat catches the mouse in her mouth, in between her teeth. So for that mouse, that is the death personification. He doesn't think that he is very comfortable position, that I am getting some scratches on my back. So the mouse will not think like that. But when the same cat catches her kitten, her small kitten, that time that is the most safe place for that kitten. And he will be very safe in the mouth of his mother. So that is same, in the same way, the non-devotees feel like that when the time approaches, the time of death comes, they feel like it is like the rat is caught by the cat, and for the devotees it is like a lap of the mother. So in this way the time is there for the devotees, and for non-devotees is works in different way. So time is a destruction, and all manifestations are to be vanquished by the desire of Supreme Lord. So through the desire of Supreme Lord, which is time himself, all manifestations are going to vanquish, and that is the law of nature. That we can't see the, if some building is there, so if we observe on daily basis, we will not see any disintegration, anything happening to the building. But over the period of long years, then we can see, yes, now it requires some renovation. But every day if you see, we will not able to see. Similarly for our body also. So if we are seeing every day, we will not see, but experience that. But every cell in the body, there are billions of cells in the process of disintegration. Every 7 years, all the cells of the body change, there is a new body. Still, everything is disintegration. So what is the spiritual foundation if you want to understand spirituality? So at Bhagavad Gita, Lord explains in the second chapter, start with that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. Unless one understands this, one will not be able to move ahead in the process of spiritual understanding. But there are many people who says that we are the body, we are not the soul. So then we can ask them, now you are, if they are 50-year-old, then we are asked, so which body you are? When you are 5-year-old, you are the different body. When you are 40, 10-year-old, you are different body. 20, different body, and 50-year-old, different body. So which your body you are talking of? Because body is changing continuously. So if you are body, so there means that you must be so many bodies. But you feel that you are the same person. So we can ask them, which body you are? 50-year-old body? Or if say yes, I am this 50-year-old body, then what about the bodies he already left behind on different ages? So what about that? So on that we can just understand that we are not this body, because we always consider that we are the same person, even if we are becoming older and older. And in purport writes that no scientist or philosophers has ever been able to make solution to these four miserable conditions of birth, old age, disease and death. It is not, they may be telling that yes, we will do something for that, but they are just going the post-dated check. Prabhupada said that they are like just giving the post-dated check. So there is one pop star, everyone must be knowing, very famous, Michael Jackson. So he wanted to live for the 150 years at least. So every day there is a team of doctors used to come at his home and do all the checkup from top of the head till the his toenail. All the parameters will check that is his feet, anything is problem, is sugar right, cholesterol right, all the things he should check. But what happened? What age is right? At the age of 50, when he was only 50-year-old, he died. So that is there, that even we see so many things are happening, so many people are dying, they think that, oh, I will try to live for some longer period, I will do some manipulation. So I was seeing one article was there, just published in 2021, 15 July. So there is one 24-year-old person, his name is Nick. So he says that he is manipulating the things, that he is saying that I want to become immortal. So he is doing the things that from the age of 21, every day he takes 2000 milligrams of fish oil and 4000 units of the vitamin D to help prevent the heart disease and other things, disintegration of the cells. Then he steams or pressure cooks most of the meals, because he says that charring meat creates the chemicals that may increase the risk of cancer. so he only takes steam vegetables. And in winter, he keeps the humidity of his home at 35%, because dry air chaps his skin. We know that in winter what happens, our skin becomes dry, and then it maintains that humidity. And then again, both makes the air chip his skin and makes him cough. Then both of which he consider manifestations of the chronic inflammation. Because of chronic inflammation, this thing happens. So to avoid that, he maintains that temperature. So in this way, he is trying. So he says, his theory is that, okay, I will try this for some time, then I will maintain my age. Then by that time, scientists will find out something more advanced technology, that which age can be, the progression of the age can be stopped. So then I will use that advanced technology. Till that time, I will do this. So still there are some people who are still trying to do something to adjust the thing so that they can become immortal. But in the Shastra, there are so many examples that everyone tried, so many demons who tried to become immortal by ena kena prakara, and they are trying to get different boons and trying to immortal. But what happened? Everyone has already gone into the mouth of the time. So then again in purport, Prabhupada writes, the invalidity of old age known as Jara is figuratively explained here as the daughter of time. No one likes her, but she is very much anxious to accept anyone as her husband. No one likes to become old and invalid, but this is inevitable for everyone. That no one wants to become old. And here the old age is called as the daughter of time, because old age comes with the progress of the time. She is that daughter. The old age is born in the womb of the time. As time passes, she is getting conceived, and then is born, the old age will come. So we just see that how in the previous verses and previous chapter we saw how Puranjan was enjoyed so much his life. Now Jara is entering. So now all the sweet days of the Puranjan are gone. They are now becoming bitter. So whatever we try to maintain our body, in whatever way, any struggle, it will be illusory only, because body is temporary. So if we try to do something for temporary thing, then that when the temporary thing will be destroyed, all we are going to do to maintain it, it will have no use. That's why whatever we are trying to do, it is illusory. It doesn't mean that we should not try to maintain our body. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that health should be given first preference and second should be sadhana. Because unless our health is not proper, we will not able to maintain our sadhana and other activities. So health should be given preference, but should not be overly just bodily conscious. And in the previous verse also, we see that how the five-headed serpent, which is like a life air within the body, and they are like the soldiers, they are of the city of the Puranjan, they are fighting against the 720 soldiers of the day and night. And they are becoming again weak and weaker day by day. And by just, there are different reactions. When we see the body is getting older, that there are different reactions by different people to this change in the bodily form. So for devotees or for who is knowledgeable, for them, he gets detached and he tries to practice more and more devotional service. And those who are materialistic, they becomes in anxiety, and they try to do so many things. So they try different cosmetic. Then we can see there is a billion-dollar cosmetic industry is flourishing all over the world. That so much different cosmetic, just that wrinkles should not come on the face. So there was one actress from Bollywood. She was so famous for her beauty, but when she saw the wrinkle on her face, she just went inside, stopped meeting to the people, so that people should not see that she is becoming old. So much anxiety that what people will see. Till now I was so glorified for my beauty. So because of anxiety, they take different measures and these different cosmetic. So similarly, just so many things are we can see so many things happening in the material world, but materialistic people don't try to take lesson from them, and just try to do their own thing to protect, get protected from these things. So it is like a, there is a bird animal, is called as orchid. When the enemy attacks, what he do? Put the bird, that animal, put his head in the ground, so that I am not able to see anyone, and now I am protected. So that means, if he is not able to see, that means he is protected. So similarly, we are trying all the scientific measures, trying to do that. We are not seeing the things, what is happening, what is disintegrating, but we are trying to just enjoy. So I was hearing one lecture given by Gauranga Prabhu at Indore at some college, I think some management institute somewhere. So he was talking about environmental crisis. So he told that, how so much crisis is there, so much pollution, so much water pollution, air pollution, and everything is affected, and still people are trying to enjoy. They are thinking that, okay, my home, my village is good, okay, you mostly think of home, then I don't have to do anything with it. Chalta hai. I don't want to think of others. I am getting money, I am doing my good things, so other things can go wrong, I don't have to do anything with it. I am me, my family, my country. So that is the today's vision. So here is the example that in the home, we are trying to adjust the furniture that, I will put the TV here, I will put the sofa here and other dressing table here, this and there. But house is on the fire and he is trying to do adjustment of the furniture. So that's like that, the humanity is going in that direction. That whole the environment is on the fire, but what we are doing, we are trying to adjust our own things. So that is the thing now happening. So our pain, here we can see the Puranjana, now this city is attacked by his body is attacked by the Jara. So our pain is directly proportional to the whatever attachment we have with something. The degree we are attached to something, to that degree, when that attachment is taken, then our pain to that degree will be there. So we can give the simple example of the paper. If we take the paper and with a simple glue, we will stick on something. So it will easily come out if you want to remove. That some glue has comes that are not so strong. They will easily come out without that paper being torn. It will come out. But if we stick that paper with the Fevicol or with the Fevistick, now it is very strongly stuck to that other any surface. Then if we try to remove that paper, then what will happen? It will not easily come out. It will be torn apart. So similarly, the degree we are attached to anything, and when that attachment is removed, to that degree we will get torn upon mentally, physically, on different levels. So that is there. He says, jitna gum of attachment, gum, it is called as gum, you know, that it is stick, that what we say in English, glue is called as gum in Hindi. So gum ka attachment ka gum jitna pakka rahega, utna hi jyada gum milega. Jitna hamara attachment ka jo gum hai, will stick so strongly, so when that will remove, utna jyada, to that extent we will be miserable. So where we should apply our attachment, that is important. So now we see the text 20. I will just read the translation. The daughter of time, Jara, was very unfortunate. Consequently, she was known as Durbhagi, ill-fated. However, she was once pleased with a great king, and because the king accepted her, she granted him a great benediction. So here Prabhupada writes, in purport, that as Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Sabha Sukha Bhagala, all kinds of happiness disappear in the old age. In one of the song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Sabha Sukha Bhagala, Sab Sukh Bhagya. When it will disappear? In old age. Consequently, no one likes the old age or Jara. Thus, Jara is, as a daughter of time, is known as most unfortunate daughter. Because if no one likes someone, then that person is called as unfortunate. Everyone rejects that person. So we call, he is so unfortunate. Everyone is rejecting him. No one accepting him. Similarly, no one wants old age. So that's why the old age is called as unfortunate. And एक्चुअली व्हेन वी थियोरेटिकली थिंक शी थिंक दैट यस ओल्ड एज इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट वी रीड इन द शास्त्रास एंड व्हाट आर द डिफिकल्टीज वी सी ऑल्सो बट वेयर डजंट अनलेस वी बिकम ओल्ड दैट प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस इज देयर दैट पर्सन ओनली नोज व्हाट इज द सफरिंग इन दैट ओल्ड एज वी कैन जस्ट थियोरेटिकली अंडरस्टैंड इट दैट इज कॉल्ड एज ओनली ज्ञान विज्ञान विल कम व्हेन वी अवर सेल्फ बिकम द ओल्ड सो देर इज अ डिफरेंट बिटवीन ज्ञान एंड विज्ञान We know that we are not his body. We are the spirit soul. We are hurt from so many years. But still, it is when should try to understand that is I am that level that still we are not understood that. Why just by knowledge we know that we are not this body. But actually we are not understood. So actually the we think that our material attachment, what to level it is we are attached. If we think like that, actually we are more more attached materially than actually we think okay my material attachment is so much but actually we are more attached and to the degree we think that I am spiritually advanced to very less degree we are actually advanced to we think like that but actually we because we have not got the that vigyan part till we are just know the gyan so we have a long way to go so this phase of the life is very challenging. So one devotee, while hearing a lecture, one devotee explains that one time his mother, actually his father died because of the cancer, the devotee's father. And he suffered so much, and so much life support was given in the hospital. So after seeing that, the mother says that, I don't want to suffer like this. Whenever if my health deteriorates, and if I need to take any life support from the hospital, please don't give me any support. Let me die. I don't want to struggle so much. I want to die. But the devotee explained that when the over a period of time, when she become older and older, and she has a breathing problem, that time doctor put some life support and then told that only this, because of this, you are now alive. If it is removed, you will be dead. So her philosophy, that lifelong philosophy, that don't do anything. She said, no, keep it. So when that, we may say theoretically that I don't want to die, but when that thing come, that time it will be revealed. So we also see that, that's why in Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna says in 2.13, Dehi nosmi natha dehe kaumaram yamanam jara, tatha dehandara prapti dhiras tatrana muhyati. So we need to become dhira. Asmin dehe, we are going through deha, kaumaram yavanam jara, we are passing. So similarly, then we will enter into the next body. So we need to understand this, and at least if we try to understand theoretically, then hearing again and again, then we will be also able to understand over some period of time that vigyan will be there. And in this way, we can see if I go to some hospital or mainly in the ICU or some surgery ward, we see that so many patients are suffering, so many problems. Many are screaming, they have bowel problems, they are not able, involuntary bowel problems, they are making everything dirty, and breathing problem, everything we can see. So, when everyone has, we see this, but we think that, oh, so unfortunate he is. Yes, he's there. But we never think that, okay, this can happen to me also, so I should become now serious. But that is the called as Maya. That because of the effect of Maya, we say, okay, I will take time or I will not be suffered so much, I will die peaceful late. So in that's why this Jara is called as Durbhag, most unfortunate, because it just crumbles down everything. And in Mukundamala Strotra, King Kulasekar explains that idam shariram parinama peshalam patanti avasham shatashandhi jarjaram kimaushadam prishyasi mooda durmate niramayam krishna rasayanam piba idam shariram parinama peshalam. Peshalam means attractive. However special thing this sharir is, this body is, or attractive, you try to maintain it, to what happen? Parinama. That is, it is subject to transformation. It after birth, it grows, remain for some time, then some byproducts are be there, then dwindle and finally die. So what this sharir is going to the transformation. However specially you treat it, whatever you do give to him, the parinam will be always there. Then patanti avasham shata sandhi jarjaram, that it will going to fall down one day. Shata sandhi jarjaram, shata means hundreds of, sandhi means joints. So different joints will start aching. And we can see this in the it previously used to happen in the old age only, but now it is started in young age also because of the artificial lifestyle. So I was just googled how many joints we have in the human body. So still people are, scientists have done so much research, still they are not found out exactly how many joints in the body. So there are different papers, they give different ideas, and finally in paper there are 250 till 500 in the range there are joints. We extend from 250 joints till 500 joints. So I thought there is no fixed figure for the how many joints we have in the body. And so all these joints going to be jarjar. All of that noise will come, tick tick, something noise comes, and then it will not able to. If well, in the old age, if I sit down, difficult to get up. If get up, difficult to sit down. To walk also very difficult. So whatever we try to maintain our his body, but whatever way, it is going to fall down. Then kim aushadham prishyasi mudha durmate. Oh foolish one, what type of medicine you are trying to apply? This oil, that oil, yes, it needs to apply, but we should not be totally depend on that. Because whatever we do, one day all the joints will going to get destroyed. Then what to do? Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. Niramayam is translated as prophylactic. Krishna Rasa. This is prophylactic. There are medicines that are called as prophylactic medicine. When we take the prophylaxis, like in before starting of the rainy season, we take the medicine for the malaria, holsigo. So that if mosquito even bites, we should not get malaria. Before getting malaria only, we start taking medicine once weekly. That is called as prophylaxis. Like this COVID, we took the vaccines. That is called as prophylactic vaccine. Similarly, if this Krishna Rasayan, the name of the Lord Krishna, hearing pastime of the Lord Krishna, these are like the prophylactic medicine. So if we take it, then we will be saved from all these things. So he is saying that Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba. So we should drink this Krishna Rasayan, that is prophylactic. But youth is often blind. When youth are explaining about this, they are often blind to this warning of in purport of this is written that youth is often blind and deaf to the warnings of the oncoming old age and death. A passionate young person may think that such a notices are for the old timers. Those are old people, or they don't know how to enjoy the life, for them. And there is also so-called philosophy called as hedonistic philosophy. That just enjoy the life right now. We have only one life and we need to just enjoy, and there is no life after that. So then it is said that the hedonistic advice, enjoy as much as you can this life, because there is no life afterwards. It is, this advice is morally unsound. It is very weak advice. And also this theory is not proper, because according to this Vedic wisdom we hear that whatever life we are going through, it is only one in the series of the life we have already passed, and so many life we are going to come. It is only one life. So there will be many lives coming. So thus, if someone follows this hedonistic philosophy that I just want to enjoy, then what is that philosophy giving us? A doctor gives the prescription from some medicine. So that philosophy giving us the prescription of the disaster. That okay, take this prescription and there will be a disaster in your life if you follow this, only the enjoyment philosophy. So that get if someone follows this. So King Kulasekhar berates the foolish old person whose only response to his failing health is to seek some medicine. Those who are just trying to take some medicine, maybe allopathic, ayurvedic, or different pathies. So that is, he is saying that there is no hope for that. Then only medicine that will be help is this Krishna Rasayan. This is the only medicine. Then in the purport is explained that this Jara, she was, however, at one time accepted by great king Yayati. Yayati was cursed by his father-in-law, Shukracharya, to accept her. That Shukracharya cursed Yayati because to become the prematurely old, because Shukracharya's daughter was given to the in marriage to the Yayati. But he became attracted to that daughter's friend. Her name was Sarmishta. Because of that, she complained to the Shukracharya, and Shukracharya cursed him that you should become old prematurely and you will not be able to enjoy anymore. So then that Yayati pleaded to her, his sons, five sons were there, that please exchange my oldest with your youth. But no one agreed. Then one's youngest son, Puru, agreed. And he exchanged his old age with the Puru. And then Puru become old, prematurely old. But and then the Yayati gives his kingdom to the Puru. But what is the use? Because now he's become old, so he will not able to enjoy anything. Because Shatasandhi Jarjaram. What he will enjoy? Even if lot of wealth is there, but health is not there, what is the use? So, one in lecture, I think Gaur Galpo's lecture I was hearing, that he was telling that one very young girl get married to the very old, but very wealthy man. And someone asked her, why you got married to such an old person? So, she said that anyway he's old, he's not able to enjoy his wealth. So she said, ek to iska income aur dusra iske din kam. That income is more of my husband, old husband, and on the top of that, din kam means now he's not going to live more. So he will die, then I will enjoy the all the property. So in old age, no one is able to enjoy. Only the young age can be able to enjoy, but that will also go away. So then it is said that Jara gave the benediction to that king who accepted her. So what is that benediction? That he got the kingdom of the his father. That was the benediction. But what is the use? Because he is so old, he is not able to enjoy. So then there is one poet. He writes one line I heard in one lecture. He said that sick with desires. Sick means S-I-C-K. We are ill with the desires and fastened to the to a dying animal. And we are got fastened means got bound to the dying animals. So it means that sick with desires means that this heart, our heart is sick because we are full of so many material desires. Because of it is sick. And fastened to the dying animal means because of that desires to fulfill that material desire, we are bound to this dying animal. What is that dying animal? That is this material body, who is dying at every second, every day, every month. He is going dying and dying. Because of our desires, we are bound to this dying animal. So what is the solution? So Prahlad Maharaj says that Kaumaram Acharit Pragya Dharman Bhagavatan Iha. That we have to accept from the very youth or maybe 5 years of the age, when we are 5 years old, very young age, we need to accept this. Because Durlabham Manusam Janma Tadabhi Durlabham Arthadam. Even if it is Durlabha, still it is of great value, that only in this human form of life we will be able to conquer the death. Then we will see the next verse 21. The translation is that when I, this Sri Narad Muni is saying that when I once came to this earth from Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time wandering over the universe met me, knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari. She became lusty and propose that I accept her. So purport, it is Prabhupada writes, the great sage Narada Muni was a Naishtiki Brahmachari. That is, he never had sex life. He was consequently an evergreen youth. Old age Jara could not attack him. The invalidity of old age can overcome an ordinary man, but Narada Muni was different. Taking Narada Muni to be an ordinary man, the daughter of time, that is Jara, confronted him with her lusty desire. It requires great strength to resist a woman's attraction. It is difficult for an old man, and what to speak of a young. Even it is difficult for the old man. So there is one story that Akbar and Birbal, that once Akbar asked Birbal, till what age of the life this lusty desire will be there for enjoying the opposite sex? So Birbal said, it will remain till the death, point of death. So then Birbal said, Akbar said, how can you prove, please prove this to me. I don't have what you are saying, I don't accept this. So he said, okay, wait for some days. Then after some days, Birbal said to Akbar, please come with me, I want to take you to some place. So, and also said that, please take your young beautiful daughter with you. And then Akbar takes the daughter and he goes to the one place. So there is one place, at one home, there was a very old invalid man, he was dying. He is about to die, maybe any time he can die. And then Akbar and Birbal went there along with Akbar's daughter. And Akbar was there, so, and talking with that old person. That time Birbal said, see where the man is looking. When Akbar saw, the man was looking at the beauty of his young beautiful daughter. So he was dying, still he was seeing towards the beauty of the opposite sex. So that time Akbar got confirmation that yes, this lust will not go away till the last peak end of our life. Unless we practice devotional service, it is not possible. So in this way, it is very difficult. So who can resist this? So in Bhagavad Gita, there is Apurya Manam Achala Pratishta Samudram Apaha Pravishanti Yadvat Tadvat Kamaya Pravishanti Sarve Sa Shanti Mapnoti Na Kama Kami. That Apurya Manam Achala Pratishta Samudram Apaha Pravishanti Yadvat. As though in the sea, the river enters. In the rainy season, rivers are full of the water and enters the sea, but sea never crosses the boundary. And in the summer season, rivers are dried up. Many rivers are dried up. So less water enters the sea. Still, he is of the same size. He never becomes big or never becomes less. So he is steady. Similarly, the person in which tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve, whenever some desires, materialistic enjoyment desire comes in a person and he is steady, stable, like this sea, not getting affected, that such a person only can attain the peace in this life and life after this. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to attain the peace unless we are full of this Krishna consciousness or full of devotional service. It is not possible. So, then again, in purport, Prabhupada writes, those who live as brahmachari must follow in the footsteps of great sage Narada Muni, who never accepted the proposal of Jara. Those who are too much sexually addicted becomes victims of Jara, and very soon their lifespan is shortened. Without utilizing the human form of life for Krishna consciousness, the victims of Jara die very soon in this world. So if we don't use our life for following the Krishna consciousness, then very soon we will die with the effect of Jara, and then again we will go into cycle of this birth and death. So, in the next verse, 22nd, translation is, the great sage Narada continued, when I refused to accept her request, she became very angry at me and cursed me severely. Because I refused her request, she said that I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time. That she cursed, she became angry. So, the great sage Narada purport is said that the great sage Narada Muni has a spiritual body. Therefore, old age, disease, birth and death do not affect him. Narada is the most kind devotee of the Supreme Lord, and his only business is to travel all over the universe and preach the God consciousness. In other words, his business is to make everyone Vaishnava. So, he got the curse, but actually he is has a spiritual body. He did not get affected. But still, in the next verse is explained, so we will take this together, that after getting this curse, after she thus cursed, being disappointed by the Narad Muni, with my permission, she approached the king of Yavanas, whose name was Jarabhaya or Fear, and she accepted him as her husband. So although to Vaishnava someone cursed or say some bad words, still Vaishnava is always helpful. That nature of the Vaishnava is explained here. That after getting curse also, then Narad Muni said, okay, I will find out some suitable husband for you. And then he directed the Jara to the Bhai. So Acharya mentioned that this Bhai arises from Adhi and Vadhi. Adhi means mental diseases and Vadhi means physical diseases. That is the Bhai. And who is the Lord of this Bhai? Death is the Lord, Ishwara of this Bhai. So if one accept, therefore, before death comes, we get Adhi and Vadhi. That we get mental diseases and physical discomforts also. That means now death is going to approach. So we get different signals from the Lord, from this nature. So we need to become careful over this. So again in purport, it is written, if one accepts the instruction of Narada Muni, the ocean of fear or bhai can be very quickly removed by the grace of the great Vaishnavas. So these great Vaishnavas like Narada Muni and many other Vaishnavas, they, if you follow their instruction, then this Vadhi, this bhai can get removed from this. So in Mukunda Mala Sutra again, Kil Kulshekar, in one verse, 15 verse, he said, He lokah srunuta prasuti marana vyadesh chikissam imam yogagna samudharanti munaya yam yagna valka adayah antar jyotiramayam ekam amrutam krishnakyam apiyatam tatpitam parama aushadham vitanute nirvana matyantikam. What King Kulshekar is saying that? He lokah srunuto. Oh, people of this world, please hear. What? Prasuti marana vyadesh chikissam imam. Prasuti means birth and marana means death. Of this vyadhi, what is the vyadhi? It is the disease. For the disease of birth and death, I am now giving you the medicine, chikissa. What is the chikissa? And this chikissa is confirm. It is not some fake doctor, some cheater. It is from proper doctor. That yogagna samudharanti munaya yam yagna valka adaya. Those who are expert in the knowledge of mystic yoga, like a Yajnavalka Muni and others, they have said that yes, this is confirmed. What is that medicine? Antar Jyotir Amayam Ekam Amritam. That is, says that Antar Jyotir, that is the inner light, Antar Jyotir. Amayam, Amayam means it is immeasurable, and Amritam, and it is immortal, that will give immortality. And that one medicine, Ekam, that is, what is that medicine? Krishnakhyam, the name of the Lord Krishna, his pastimes. And just drink it, apiyatam, just drink it. And then what will happen if we take that medicine? Tat pitam parama aushadam. When we drink this supreme medicine, then tat pitam parama aushadam vitanute nirvana matyantikam. Then we will bestow the nirvana matyantikam. Nirvana means we will get out of this cycle of birth and death and we will go to the spiritual world. So that we will get by this medicine. We can try many pathies, but allopathy or homeopathy, Ayurveda, so many pathy. But most important is to find Tirupati, that pathy. So I have to find the Lord Krishna. Only when we hear about past time Lord Krishna, he chant his name, then only we will be able to cure up this disease of Janma and Mrityu. So we have the less time, so we will just cut short. So I was in Mumbai many times, when we used to travel to local, so there was one slogan for some advertisement from some laxative for clearing the stomach. But I still remember, that is that pet saap rog maap. That if our stomach get clear, all the diseases will go away. Because all the roots of disease is in the stomach. Because if it is not get clear, then all diseases will start from there. So we should can see in other way for this spirituality, that the degree we are get sap from our attachment of this material world, attachment sap, birth, old age, disease, map. to that degree where get sap from our attachment to material world, to this body, to that degree we will get free from the not only rog but also birth, old age and death also. So that we need to follow. So these attachments are mostly seen in the those who are materially attached, but those like devotees, those are attached to the devotional service, like a Dadichi Muni. We can see when Indra approached, please give your bones to make a thunderbolt to kill Vitrasura. He immediately gave his body, left his body and said, okay, use my bones. So similarly, Amrish Maharaj, he was not affected by the Durvasa Muni. So, but we see many demons do take many boons so that try to get not to die by different any means. So they try to protect this body, but Vaishnavas are not attached. So this is the name of the chapter is Attack by the Chanda Vegas, that this veg of time. So if we want to protect it from the any veg, we need to be prepared. So in NOI, Nectar of Instruction, first chapter only, first verse, Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udarupastha Vegam Etan Vegan Yo Visaheta Dhiraha Sarvam Apimam Prithvim Sasishyat, that this Vacho Vegam, the urge to speak, then of the mind, urges of mind, anger and different vegas, only one who is able to control these vegas, he will be only able to be make disciple all over the world. So we can see that if we want to control vegas, we need to be prepared in advance. So I was just thinking that yes, in cricket, okay, everyone knows cricket, the cricketer, when he first bowling is there, he faces the ball. So it's not that just coming directly and there started playing the cricket, that fetching the ball. That ball comes with the so much speed, 80 miles per hour, 100 miles per hour, fast ball. But he has already practiced for so many years, so many days, how to face that. And because of that practice, he is able to direct that vega or able to oppose that. Otherwise, if he is not practiced, then what will happen? He will get fractured. So I heard someone told that about Sachin Tendulkar. He said that when he gets some do some big score in the match, get century or some score, big score, so next day paper, newspaper, it will come that he has done this. So if something come, then we will be eager to see our glorification. So he said that he always started his day not by opening the newspaper to see his glorification, but unless he faced few hundreds of ball in the net practice, practicing, he will not touch the anything, other things. So similarly, we should also learn from these people that what we try to most of us, as soon as we get up, we take the mobile and WhatsApp, what are the messages, we check. We should not try to do that. First, we should do our this morning program properly, then we will get strength, and then only we can try to interact with the material world. So that practice is needed. So for preventing any vega, the advanced preparation is needed. So if there is an airplane, when airplanes lands in the airport, so it is not that now airplane is going to land, so now people are going to make the runway. At that time, they are not going to, the airplane is about to land, and now the people are not running to make the runway to land. So it is made in advance and is made very strong, so that this force, with the force that airplane will land, it will be land properly. If it is not made properly, then what will happen? That force, the tire of the airplane will burst. It is not made properly. So everything, if we want to stop the any vega, we need to prepare in advance. Like if you want to make a dam on the river, so we can't make the dam in the rainy season. When river is dried up, that time only we can make the dam. If the water is flowing, we can't make the dam. It is not possible to make the dam. So anything, we can take the example of the roads. The roads also made, if they are not made properly, then we can see what happens. We have the example of this our road. There, all these big holes are there in the road. So there are, and also it is said that when we sweat in peace, then we will bleed less in the war. If we make sweat means, if we make our proper arrangement in advancement, if some enemy is going to attack some country, so it is not that we will wait till the enemy attacks. So we will make all our country's boundaries properly. all the things need to be make there, so that we can be able to oppose the enemies when they attack. If we will not make that, then we will get lost in the battle. Now similarly, we know that what we need to do in our life, devotional service, so we should take it very seriously and we try to prepare in advance, so that when these vegas, this chanda vega, the force of time will affect, it is already affecting, but as time passes, it will show its fierce form, so that we will not get affected. And different devotees, through their example, is showing us. Prabhupada, we can see in the last day, Prabhupada, there is only bones and skin on his body. Still, he has in his consciousness. But other, we can see materialistic people, at that time, they are not able to remember anyone. They can't recognize anyone. But Prabhupada is giving the purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam. And similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj also, his leg was amputated and going so much pain. Still, he is saying that, I don't want to exchange this situation of mine with anyone. I am able to do so much preaching in this condition. So we can understand what if we follow this process properly, then this vega can be advancement. If we do the preparation, then we can able to tolerate these vegas. For that we need to take shelter of the devotees like Sri Narada Muni. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anantakoti Vaishnavanda ki jai.